On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg reaching a high of 27 today. Pretoria 26. Polokwane up to 21.
Got a crash on the N1 north before the Buccleuch interchange. Center lane is closed. Wees baie voorzichtig in die omgeving. And then we've got a station vehicle on the R21 north after Pomona Road and another one on the N1 north at John Forster Drive.
The case against five suspects charged with the possession of unlicensed firearms and ammunition has been postponed to the 22nd of January for further investigation now. Spokesperson for the police in Gauteng, Mavela Masondo, says the suspects are presumably linked to the Bakkersdal shooting.
When we arrested them, we found them with four pistols and one AK-47. And we know that during the shooting of a Bakkersdal, the pistols were used and then AK-47 was used. Hence, we suspect that they might be the suspects or the people that are responsible for the shooting in Bakkersdal.
He addressed the media outside the Western area magistrate's court this morning, saying that ballistic tests will be run on the firearms. Then we head to Limpopo. The police in Motetema are probing an incident of mob justice. Two male suspects who were allegedly trying to carry out a house robbery were attacked by community members. The incident occurred last night at rental rooms at the Manapyane village. Police spokesperson Hlulani Mashaba says one of the three victims of the robbery managed to escape and alert other community members.
The suspects were allegedly assaulted and sustained serious injuries. They were transported to a local hospital for medical attention, where one later succumbed to the injuries. Police have opened cases of attempted house robbery and murder.
Still in Limpopo, after a two-year-old girl died in a pit latrine in Unkazana last week, the police launched an investigation into the matter. Now, the child was reported missing and was later found inside the pit toilet on the 2nd of January. Police spokesperson Malisela Ledwaba says the girl was certified dead on arrival at a medical facility.
The 18th Provincial Commissioner of Police in Limpopo, Major General John Skippers, has warned the communities to always be aware of the whereabouts of their children to prevent similar related regrettable incidents.
Then we move abroad, and we're just wrapping up the latest in the U.S. after the capture of the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro. Now, Maduro and his wife are expected to appear in New York on narco-terrorism charges, which he denies. Now, after being seized by America over the weekend, Deputy President Delcy Rodriguez has taken over the reins of the country. U.S. President Donald Trump now sent her a warning. He says if she doesn't do what America thinks is right, she'll pay the price. Also happening in New York, the UN Security Council is set to debate America's action in the country a bit later today. So we'll see what happens with that. Then news on a lighter note for some. From the English Premier League, to be more precise, Manchester United have sacked their manager, Ruben Amorim. Amorim leaves his role after 14 months in charge, with the club sixth in the Premier League table. Now, in a statement a short while ago, United said the decision has been made reluctantly, but he believes it's the right time to make a change. I'm Marlene Fischer. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2 or visit jacaranfm.com. Click on news.
Donkey Marlene. Hey, there we go. Right. Second hour of the show. Let's get to the